from Mark chapter 1. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging him to be healed. "If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean," he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said, "be healed." Instantly, the leprosy disappeared and the man was healed. Then Jesus sent him on his way with a stern warning. "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." But the man went and spread the word, proclaiming to everyone what had happened. And as a result, large crowds soon surrounded Jesus, and he couldn't publicly enter a town anywhere. He had to stay out in the secluded places. But people from everywhere kept coming to him. This is God's word for you, God's people. Amen? Amen. Please be seated. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago I shared with you that we as Christians need to be the bug. We need to be contagious. We need to be infectious, a people who go out into our world infecting as many people as we can with that crazy love virus of Jesus Christ. And I hope you've been doing that. Have you been doing that? Oh, yeah. That's a great bug to share, isn't it? That crazy love virus of Jesus. But we also know that there are some really horrible, bad, awful bugs out there, bugs that can wreak havoc on a person's life and can even take a person's life. And it's not just the flu or the pneumonia, but bugs like Ebola that just a couple years ago that we had two cases here in the United States, and that bug is still in our world and it's still wreaking havoc. In fact, right now in the Congo, more than 85 people have died of Ebola since August. And I want to tell you, that's a scary bug, but it's one of just many that can cause all kinds of problems and even destroy your life. Well, in today's scripture, we're introduced to a man of one of these that had one of these terrible life-threatening illnesses, one of these awful bugs. It's no love bug. This bug will eventually take this man's life, but before it does so, it's going to cause him to lose everything near and dear to him. You see, leprosy, it was a terrible, terrible disease to live with, and it was a horrifying way to die. Literally, pieces of flesh hanging and literally rotting off your body. Now that's nasty, isn't it? That's disgusting. It gives a whole new meaning to finger food, doesn't it? Come on. But that's the thing with leprosy. No matter how you try to dress it up, no matter how much perfume that you throw on it, you just can't get away from the disease. It's there. It's not going anywhere. You see, in Jesus' day, leprosy was probably the most feared of all diseases because it not only robbed you of your life, it robbed you of any hope to be in relationship with anyone outside of your leper colony. In other words, your family were lost to you. Your friends before you became a leper were no longer. They were lost to you. Even the synagogue, your community, your place to be able to worship and to receive forgiveness and to grow with the community of faith is lost to you. People with leprosy were truly the walking dead. You see, by law, they had to live outside the city. They were required, think about this, they were required to shout unclean anytime they came near someone who did not have leprosy. Can you imagine having a disease where if I look to the back of the church and I see someone back there, I would have to cry out, "Leper! Leprosy!" 50 yards was the distance they had to keep away from other people if the wind was blowing. Any closer, they risked the penalty of 40 lashes, which was pretty much certain death. Lepers could not enter any walled city or anyone's home. They lived a life of humiliation and loneliness, a life of isolation and hopelessness. You see, this is the man who came to Jesus on his knees, begging him to make him clean. See, this is the man who risked the 40 lashes, risked certain death on the one whom he had heard that might set him free. You see, this man came to Jesus in faith. He didn't ask Jesus, "If you can heal me." That's not what he asked. There was no question whether or not Jesus could heal him or not. There was just this inquiry of whether or not Jesus was willing to do so. What this man was asking was whether or not Jesus would break with the laws of society and allow this man to get within that 50 yards. Now, he would allow this man to approach Jesus. Would Jesus see this person as a person of value and defile himself for this wretched sinner? Would he defile himself and not be able to even go into worship himself in the synagogue until he was properly cleansed? Would Jesus love this man just as much as he did Peter's mother-in-law or the paralytic or Jairus' daughter? Or is a leper not worthy of love and grace and healing? You see, this is what's wrapped up in that story of the leper. Whenever he asked Jesus, when he said, not can you make me clean, but when he asked, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And what does Jesus do? He touches, doesn't he? He touches. The number one thing that no person in their right mind would do, he reaches out his hand and he touches this poor, lost man, this leper. And he says, "I am willing. Be clean. Be healed." And at that moment, this man was cured. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, he was cured. He was set free from his bondage. He was made alive again. And that's an incredible story of God's grace, isn't it? Isn't it? It's a wonderful example of how God loves and desires all people, even those who feel as though they are the furthest from God. God still enters into their lost world and meets them where they are, even with all their baggage, even with their leprosy exposed. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is so bad to keep Jesus away. And church, what I want you to see and what I want you to realize this morning is that we all are just a bunch of lepers. I want you to hear that. We all are just a bunch of lepers. You see, a leper is one who has been deemed unclean. And the Bible tells us that all have fallen short of the glory of God. In other words, we are all unclean. Every last one of us. But thanks be to God, we are not left in our unclean state to die a leper's death. Amen? For God has sent His Son Jesus so that we lepers might be touched and redeemed by the Master's hands. Oh, we are lepers that have been shown grace and love and worth by the one who calls us His beloved. And we lepers, we all live in one big leper colony, don't we? This big, round, beautiful ball called planet Earth. And in our colony, here in our world, there are lepers that have been set free in Jesus and healed and cleansed and made whole, and we gather to worship together the living God this morning. These are the men and the women and the boys and girls who, like this man who approached Jesus, came to him in faith, hoping and trusting in his love. And then there are those lepers on this big, blue, wonderful ball that we live on, who know all about Jesus, who have even reached out to Jesus, but because of their illness, because of their bondage, maybe because of their baggage, they've never really believed for themselves, that they've never really had enough faith themselves to truly trust God would love them and to forgive them and to make them whole, just as he has made whole other lepers. And so, even though they know Jesus, they remain in their illness, their bondage, and very much lost in their walk with God. But perhaps the saddest of all are the lepers who know not Jesus, who have never heard, who have never allowed themselves to hear and to experience his cleansing power or the grace and the hope that he offers in his touch. These are the people who only know their kind. That's other dying lepers. All they know is this present life and what this life brings. For many, all they know is a life that is rotting away or falling apart at the seams. For some, all they know is a life that is wrecked with one broken relationship after the other. For even more, all they know is a life that is so full and so busy, but yet at the same time, there's something missing. There's an emptiness there. You see, these are the ones who are truly the walking dead. Jesus, what's he call them? The lost. The lost. But all of us together are all part of this worldwide leper colony, all in need of God's touch and God's healing. And the good news we hear this morning from Jesus reaching out to the world, Jesus is saying to us and to all, I am willing. Oh, be clean, be healed. And the question is, will people believe and trust that? Will every person who lives on this big blue ball be like this leper in this story and stake their lives on that? See, that's the question. Will people stake their lives on Jesus? And we know for many in America and around our world, they will. Right? We will. But we also know that many in America today and people here in our community and people around the world won't. And for us lepers who have had our lives changed and who have had our wounds healed, our hope restored, you know, it really makes little sense to us as to why any leper would not want to be made whole again. Why would a person want to remain like that? Why would any person choose to remain in the constant state of death? But people choose that every day. Every day. I suppose it could be fear of change, fear of the unknown, fear of what that might mean for my life if I am to be made whole. I mean, if I've been used to a certain way of living all of my life and now I have a chance for real change, that will likely affect everyone and everything around me. And that could be kind of frightening. As a leper, you know, I only have certain leper friends like me. And as with every leper, my social life, it's a pretty narrow thing. Things are certain things that I do, you know, in my present leprous state that I might not feel easy about doing if I did make changes in my life. You see, to be made whole will likely change my social life and what I see as important or exciting in my life. Well, you see, the unknown can be a frightening thing. And so our job together as these healed lepers is to reach out to those lost lepers who continue to walk in that constant state of death and encourage them to reach out to the one who is willing and able to make them clean. And you see, that's what the Great Commission is all about. When Jesus said, go out and make disciples. That's exactly what that's about. But what about that other group of lepers, these folks here in the middle? The ones who have reached out and Jesus has healed, but for some reason or another, they just can't seem to let go of their illness. They're the ones who become paralyzed in their walk with God. They believe that they're healed. Yes, they believe that they're saved in Christ. At least they think so or hope so, but because of their past, or maybe because of their present, or because of the great hurts of life, because of choices made, they feel as though they are unworthy of God's grace. And so they trust God can forgive sin. God makes people whole. They're convinced of that. God forgives and redeems others. But as for them, they're really not so sure. In fact, they really have their doubts. And you see, that's really what this story is about, church. It's written for people who think, because of who I am, because of what I've done, you know, because of what I'm doing, that God just could not forgive me. That God might forgive others. God might make others whole, but what I've done or what I've said or because of the leprosy that I have, it's just too much. You see, I knew Jesus. I knew Him. I walked with Him. I loved Him. I came to church. I did, you know, I walked faithfully and then I just walked. You know, the Bible said, thou shalt not fill in that blank with any of the Big Ten or anything else. Yet I did it anyway. Even knowing at the time I was doing it, it was wrong, I still chose to do it. I invited Jesus in, yet I'm still got this bitterness in my heart and my life or this envy or this contempt in my heart. It's just not going away. Or I say I'm a Christian, yet I have these addictions that I struggle with daily and I just can't seem it just overcomes me with alcohol or pornography or drugs or whatever else. You see, lepers say God can make others whole, but what I've done while knowing God, maybe even while serving God, how can God forgive me and make me whole? That's just too much. And you see, that is the very same question the leper in our story was asking. It's the same question. I know, Jesus, that you've healed others. You see other people as worthy. That little girl, Jairus' daughter, the paralytic, you see them as worthy. But I'm a leper. And lepers are not worthy of anything. But if you are willing, if you're willing, you see, to see me as a person of worth, then you're the one who can make me clean. You're the one who can heal me. Church, what I want you to hear this morning is that our God is so willing. Amen? He is so willing. Our God sees us as we are, with our leprosy and with our warts and all. And He still loves us. He still loves you. And He calls each and every one of us worthy. No matter where we've been in life, no matter where we are, God sees you as worthy. Paul tells us in Romans 8 that nothing shall separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? I do. There is absolutely nothing that I can ever do to make God stop loving me. God sees all people as people of worth, people whom God loves. There is nothing, no sin too great, nothing you and I can ever do to make God love us less. There is nothing you and I can do to make God want to push us away. God is so willing. No matter where we've been in life, no matter where we are, God sees us worthy, warts and all, and there is nothing that you and I can ever do to make God love us less. You see, in this life, we all are like this leper in need of being made whole. And the good news is that Jesus is willing. And He is the only one that can truly make you and I clean and bring healing to you and I in our hearts and our souls and our life. And I know sometimes we choose to get ourselves dirty all over again. But know this, nothing can separate you from the love of God, even if we've been made clean and we've walked away 1,000 times. There is nothing you and I can ever do to make God love us less. Yeah. Jesus says, I'm willing. I'm willing. Be clean. This morning, if you've been struggling, you've been dealing, you find yourself in that place where other lepers have found themselves, and you want to reach out to Jesus to make you whole or to make you whole again, to renew you in life, to bring healing in that part of your life that needs to be healed, He's willing. He is willing. He is willing. Just come to Him and know that He is the only one who can bring healing to us lepers. I'd be glad to pray with you as we sing and as we share in our last song.